We've been talking about so many pop punk bands lately. We're practically buried in the genre. How buried, you ask? If you use our bodies as a source of a reference, you might say we are. I can't even do it. I can't do it. That pun is just too on the nose. I'm not going to do it, man. Yeah, the self-titled album from the Welsh five-piece pop-punk band Neck Deep is their fifth studio album. However, it's only the second album I've heard. The sophomore album, Life's Not Out to Get You, I reviewed it back in 2015. Don't ask me what I thought about it because I remember nothing.
Such on the other album. I remember everything about that album. It's great.
Take it away, Mitch. This is your part. You have a fondness for the band, so tell us why.
I have been there since the beginning when they only had the two EPs. Rain in July, and then the other one that had the tiger on the cover, and I'm kicking myself for not knowing it.
So what are fans listening right now?
Yeah. So I sound fake right now. but yeah, like they've just always been around for me. They've consistently been in just my top five pop punk bands that I love and listen to constantly. I really liked, they don't do any wrong. I've seen them so many times. First time I saw them, I think, was at like Warped Tour in 2014 or something. And the crowd was so small. And then I saw them, I think maybe a year or two after that, at Warped again. The crowd like tripled in size. So yeah, they've gotten really big, and it's a band that I've been really happy to see them get the notoriety they deserve. They're great. I have a bias. Their album that you haven't listened to, The Peace and the Panic, is like so up there for me and my favorite pop punk albums of all time. That shit goes so hard. I named my radio show in college The Panic after that album.
So that's the third album then, huh?
Okay. Maybe. Because like there's like the EPs, but I don't know if that was the... Check it out. You know what? I'm looking right now.
Okay. I'm thinking the one I listened to with the second album. Because you said 2014 when they started.
Yeah. And then, well, it technically started in 2012, because that's when Rain in July came out. Then in 2013, A History of Bad Decisions. That was the other EP I couldn't remember the name of.
Okay.
And then Wishful Thinking was their first full length. That was in 2014. 2015, Life's Not Out to Get You. So then, yeah, the third, Peace in the Panic. That was 2017. That was a big moment when that came out. It came out like when I was down the shore, so it was just like really good summer music, and it was just like such a vibe. Great album.
Do you have any quick thoughts on their previous album from 2020?
That was my least favorite album that they put out. All distortions are intentional. I like never revisit any of the tracks from that album. It's like I didn't like hate it, but it was just like nothing on there that grabbed me enough, and it was just like fine. It didn't
blow
away. It was just a fine album, but out of everything that they've released, that was, I would easily put that as my least favorite.
Okay, well, let's get into this one, and I'm gonna do my best not to mention Newfound Glory throughout this review for two reasons. One, it's an obvious comparison, and two, I think they'll take that as a compliment. So, yeah, this self-produced album is the first to have drum tech Matt Powell's on percussion, replacing the original drummer Danny Washington, who left in 2022.
Danny was great, man. He was an awesome drummer.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. Opening song, Dumbstruck Dumbfuck, is an explosive melodic tune with energetic guitars, you know, married alongside semi-self-deprecating romantic lyrics delivered by singer Ben Barlow's whiny, off-key at times vocal delivery, mixed in with that infectious hooks, that lighted-hearted pop-punk guitar work, and pounding drum fills. This one reminds me of, Sorry. It reminds me of a pop punk band that were popular in the 90s and early 2000s, possibly from Florida. So I'll go like that. Yeah, in true fast pop punk fashion, I assume this is like a breakup song. Now I want to ask you, because like I wrote the lyrics that he says is, "Can I get a little something to remember before we say goodbye?" But is this like blatantly asking for a breakup sex?
Could
Am I
be,
reading it? Okay.
or it could just be like a quick kiss or something if you don't want
If
to give it that hard,
don't want to be too creepy, Jarrell,
but you don't
jeez.
want to be too horny about everything all the time.
Well, all right. I'm not like that, but I was saying like then the part where he's like, the tea I borrowed, you'll never get him back. I'm like, well, I can understand. Is a fair question to ask if you're not getting your shirt back.
Yeah. We've all been there, man. There's
Yeah.
shirts we wish we had that we gave away to some girl.
And you never saw it again. So, how is this album hitting you when it first started?
Super solid opener, man. I was immediately hooked. I was like, we're so back. It just had that classic Neck Deep. It's fast. Lyrics are fucking fun. It's just an absolute banger from the start. I fucking loved it, so I was super excited to keep listening.
Yeah, and this is where we Paul Walker Vin Diesel, man, when that first song hits. And I'll just say is right now, I'll admit it, I just don't like sucker for love ass romantic pop punk. Like the hardest, the most poppiest I go with my punk rock is like Descendants, like Face to Face, maybe a little Goldfinger. I just don't like this kind of pop punk music. But I do have a weakness, though, that will break down my purest walls. And it's on the next song, Sort Yourself Out. Because that's my kryptonite, man. Because it's like, hey, if we just play really, really fast, aggressive drum patterns, it'll usually win me over. So, less to all you pop punk bands out there, just 33 minutes and just play as fast as possible. Do some shredding in there, and I'll probably ignore what the lyrical content's about. And I also enjoy some songs from the five-piece band from the Sunshine State that had the three-word title in their name. I enjoy when they do the same thing too. So the next song I thought was even better than the opening track.
I don't even think like one's better than the other. They're just both fucking solid to me, for like different reasons. I mean, I really liked the lyrics and Sort Yourself Out. I'm into that kind of pop punk, sad boy. yeah, like the I Could Buy Her Flowers, but it never fucking works. Like that's just, I don't know, catchy, man. It just hits. And I just fucking love Ben's vocals. He could say anything and I'll be into it.
Okay. He can just talk about things you completely disagree with, and you're like, well, it's him saying it. I as much as I dig like that track, I said the up I like the upbeat angsty, like the nostalgic of the sound. Like, yeah, it only goes so far for me because then, like you say, that when you hear those cliche like songs like This Is All My Fault or Heartbreak of a Century, I can tell what the song's about just from the title alone. And I know, like, I think with the second song I just mentioned, like he's being like hyperbolic, like on purpose. But still, I'm just kind of like, this is the heartbreak of the century, really? Your breakup is the worst one? I think that actually goes to like Taylor Swift and all her like, laundry list of exes when it comes to the heartbreak of the century. Not you, dude. But shockingly, they explore other topics on this on other songs. So it's not all about, this my girlfriend left me, woe is me. How can I proclaim that in different ways?
Don't
Because
worry,
different stuff went.
there's aliens too.
Yeah. We get aliens, we get like this song where I think I'm not sure what his point is, but it's so rebellious anyway. That song, We Need More Bricks.
Yeah,
It's
man.
so in your face with the riffs and
That
like the
was
call to arms lyrics. And he's like attempting to unite like the listener with like the lyrics like we need more fight, we need more grit, we need more punks, we need more bricks.
good.
So is this like a flat out like he's suggesting a violent like riot against like the unjust, because
Yeah.
that's not usually what you hear from like a pop punk band.
I guess, man, but they fucking worked for me. I mean, it kind of just reminded me of like we reviewed Incendiary's most recent album, and they had a song where it's like every window deserves a brick, and it's very like call to arms type shit. And you're right, you don't really hear that too much in pop punk, but I was excited to hear that, and they did it so fucking good. It's such a catchy song too. It could be so tight. It could be so sick. Like, that's been stuck in my fucking head, man. So good.
If like some Simple Plan writes a song about border control, I'll be fucking surprised with that too.
Yeah.
So now the floodgates are open. Pop punk bands can write about different topics. Oh my God, Neck Deep might be like the pioneers of it all. The Alien song you were talking about, again, like I mean I'm assuming there's been a pop punk band in history that's written a song about aliens. This one is about him like saying like, hey, I want to get off this godforsaken rock and get taken away when the aliens like come to visit. And aliens has been kind of like a UFOs and stuff have been kind of like in the news like in the past year. So
Were you being sarcastic there or no? When you like, can you think of another pop punk song about aliens?
that exists.
Yeah. Oh my God, you literally just said part of the title too, and you just said that.
Oh yeah, that song.
Yeah.
But he's not,
Like
but he's
1982, man. This is their aliens
but
exist.
they're not talking about like he's not talking about going with them. He's just saying they're out there, right? I don't know what that song's about besides aliens.
Aliens Exist by Blink. That's like, I think like there's aliens like in his house or some shit. Like they're coming into his backyard and shit. Like they've landed.
He didn't seem like he wants to go though. He seemed like he's like more worried, like Tom DeLonge in
Scared
that
of
song.
them. Yeah.
But this song seemed like I want the aliens to come and take me away. That's why I thought there was it's more of
Taking
a
away.
extension of the alien thing, and I never heard a band do that before in a pop punk thing. But I have notes, aka a nitpick. And of course, this is where you're gonna roll your eyes so hard at this. But he says, I'm so done with this planet. It sucks. Yeah, you can have it. Why didn't you say, I'm so done with this planet. It sucks and I can't stand it? That rhymes. It was right there.
I don't know. That didn't really bother me. Sounds like you're being
So,
picky
I
there.
mean, I even preface it. I'm being nitpicky, but still, I'm going to have to take points off in my final rating review for this. My
Wow.
rating, okay. I did like the complexity of the parents and the children relationship on the song They May Not Mean To, because it's like an interesting like duality between fuck you mom and dad, your upbringing ruined my life, and they were just like me when they were my age, and they are doing their best. After hearing that song, Mitch, I'm like, I probably should call my parents more often and
Yeah.
say fuck you ruined my life.
They
But
usually like, I mean, I know on like Peace and the Panic, I think that came out maybe when his dad passed away. Ben Barlow is the front man. And there's like a couple of songs on there where it's just like about how it's like, man, I need to call my parents. I need to like hang out with my parents more. It's like it'll hit. That's definitely not new territory for them, but
Oh, it's not? Okay.
they
I never heard a pop punk band do that. So this is what's really turning me around about this group is like and probably if I go back to that early review, I was probably saying like, oh my God, like this band is so great. This is the best pop punk I've ever heard in a while. I'm gonna listen to them more often. And here I am, like almost 8 years later, finally getting back into it. But with that whole song we mentioned, I'm way too well adjusted to have like these issue with my parents. But how did that song hit you that I may not mean to?
I just thought it was really sweet, and I liked the lyrical content. It was good. I don't like it wasn't like necessarily one that I flagged as one of my favorites or like one that I would necessarily want to revisit the most out of this, but like I said, I think every track on here is pretty much a banger in my opinion, so
Okay, that means you have some words about the extremely sappy, vomit-inducing alt rock track. It won't be like this forever. So go ahead. What do you think of that one?
So goddamn catchy, dude. That's stuck in my head all the time. Won't be like this forever. Like, how could it not be? That shit is just a good ass song. That's one, you're blasting with the windows down. That's like easily top one of the top songs on this album for me. I just thought it was so catchy and fun.
You blow my mind sometime
Okay,
when you
legend about
yeah,
it.
when you do like the I love this, like, rip your head off hardcore band, and then you show your sensitive side. It really blows my mind sometime with you, Mitch. But you
There's
have layers. There's layers.
crossover in genres. There's this crossover in pop punk and
Yeah.
hardcore, man. Especially recently with bands like No Pressure and Koyo. I mean, those are basically pop punk bands, but they're on hardcore labels, and you can choose.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna compliment him on that song as much as I'm making fun of it with the line. With the line, he says, "Don't be so solipsistic," and I'm like, "That's a fucking vocabulary word I never heard before." And who says Bad Religion is the only like punk band who uses like introspective deep vocabulary words?
Have you ever listened to Pine Grove?
Nah, did they do the same thing?
Well, yeah, they're from Montclair, dude. They're on like Run for Cover Records, or at least they used to. They blew up. I mean, they're really good. You should check them out. But those dudes, like, they sit there with a fucking vocab book or something when they're writing these lyrics. And that this is only the second time I've heard a song use the word solipsistic because of Pine Grove. They did it.
Oh,
They
all
did
right.
it 2
Well, I
years.
take that back, Neck Deep. You're not the first person pop punk band to use the word. So let's again write down my original rating there. Okay. So you said every song was great. Any other points you want to make before I have my final thoughts and ratings?
I think we covered everything in my notes pretty much. Yeah, I mean I've been jamming Heartbreak of the Century. I know you were like, talking about sappiness and it's like, oh, you already know what it's about, blah blah blah. But I've been jamming that for a minute. That was one of the singles from this album, and it has a fun music video too, so it always helps with the song too if I really like the music video. And I'll just be like playing it in my room, and it helps me get really into a song, I guess. So yeah, it's a solid track. I thought Moody Weirdo was just a solid closer too. It's just still just a solid ass Neck Deep. It's pretty evident what I guess I'm gonna rate this
Yeah.
album.
Out of the three elements, it's solid, man.
Sick, it's
All right.
tight. Yeah,
Yeah. So you probably think I'm one of those like guys that like is too macho for this pop punk sound. Well, you're goddamn right, but the music's fine. I think it's like tolerable. I was really messing around. It's if you keep listening to the album more and more, it's like this is it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I'm not angry about it. That's what you probably are hoping for. And it's been this way for so long, and it's nice to see a band that is not super watered down. So it's like, but it's just a little bit too watery pop in my punk for my liking. It's too diluted as for what I go back to, but I can stand it. That's what I'm saying. But like I said, it's that group from the South that I think that when I hear everything they're doing that I never really cared for in the first place. So that makes me a little bit biased on my end. You're biased one way, I'm biased the other way. But there are some good moments on this album. So with all that said, and what I had with that one little complaint I had that I think they could have easily fixed, I'm giving this album a low download this. And I think that means like just, listen to it, but if there's really nothing else you have going on in your day. But if you're really into like this nostalgic throwback pop punk sound, like you're and you haven't heard this band yet, you should really listen to it a lot sooner than later. I guess that it's did that work for you? Because I feel like you're not gonna go that low. But I'm hoping you're surprised I didn't go as low as you were thinking I was gonna go.
No, not that. I mean, I really thought when I was listening to it, I was like, I think this could go either way. I think I thought maybe you would like this a little better than you did. Maybe more of a solid download this than a low, but
Okay, I'll go
hey,
with that.
it's not.
I'll go with the middle of the road download list. That's you actually convinced me. You twisted my arm.
Cool. Cool. Glad I have that influence. It's good to know I have power. Well, my final thoughts I've got here. This is an incredibly solid release from Neck Deep, in my opinion, and a great addition to their already very solid discography. I think it's leagues better than their last album. All distortions are intentional, even though not saying it was a horrible record or anything. It's just out of their discography, I mean, that one's just, it really just missed me. Literally, like, my only complaint with this album. There was a single they released, I want to say maybe early last summer, called Shut the Fuck Up. And it was so goddamn good. Like when that came out, I was like, and there was, I guess, the first track they released, like now that they're independent. So they were like, yeah, like we're back. And it was such a small music video. Such a, like, it felt like it could have been like on their first EP. It was so hype, it was so fast, it was so like fuck you. I mean, it's called Shut the Fuck Up. Very in your face. So I was like really like looking for that on this album, and then I saw it wasn't there, and I was like, damn, like it would have fit in, you know. It's a good rebellious track. But yeah, it would have fit in well, but at least the single's out there and it exists. But with all that said, I'm going to give this a high buy this from me. I'm definitely going to be looking for it on vinyl. This is what I'm going to be listening to a lot.
So this is a right now top tier album for Mitch, but what do you guys think of the latest album from Neck Deep? Tell us what you think in the comments and tell us what you think of our review as well. And in the immortal words of the band, you gotta take one small step every day. Don't fight the change.